Bulletin BRICS Brazil. Information about the Brazilian presidency of the Economic Cooperation Group from the Global South.
Youth representatives from BRICS nations meet this week to advance the dialogue on a just energy transition and strengthen cooperation across the Global South. Hosted at the Brazil Ministry of Justice, the 7th BRICS Youth Energy Summit brought together young delegates to help shape the BRICS 2025 Youth Energy Outlook, set to be formally launched at COP30 in November. Márcio Macedo, Minister of the General Secretariat of the Presidency of the Republic of Brazil, praised youth delegates for their work and underscored the importance of sustainable energy. Márcio Macedo says, "The energetic diversity of BRICS nations creates strategic complementarities, strengthens our cooperation in innovation, sustainability, and energy security. It also helps reinforce our autonomy in relation to other geopolitical blocs. BRICS has the potential to lead the global energy transition, particularly in the Global South, and our youth must play a central role in that process." According to Alexander Komirshin, president of the BRICS Youth Energy Agency, the BRICS Youth Energy Cooperation Action Plan is one of the main outcomes of the summit.
We're going to discuss it today following the thematic session, how new member states, how new member of the BRICS group will integrate into our community, and how we all together can build certain capacity so that the energy cooperation between BRICS countries on youth level leveraged to exactly the other level.
The document is being structured around four main thematic pillars in line with Brazil's BRICS presidency priorities in the energy sector: sustainable fuels for climatic adaptation, funding energy transition and security minerals for clean energy, enabling energy access to combat energy poverty with affordable solutions, and technological advances for low carbon energy systems. Marcelo Oliveira, youth climate champion for COP30, also took part in the event. She highlighted the vital role of youth engagement within BRICS and noted that the group's discussion would help inform the agenda of the climate summit, scheduled for November 10 to 21 in Belém, in the state of Pará, Brazil. Marcelo Oliveira says, "BRICS is a key milestone on the road of COP30. It's essential that our youth voices show up united. Our shared positions need to drive the conversations we want to see happen, especially when it comes to adaptation, climate funding, and a fair transition."
With information from BRICS Brazil, Nicolas Verli.
Bulletin BRICS Brazil, a Brazilian presidency partnership of the BRICS group with the government radio agency. For more information, visit brics.br.